I'm Brenda Caldwell, aka Dr. B. Welcome to the Hope Zone, moving you from a place of hopelessness and brokenness to a place of healing and wholeness, a place where hope is alive to bring you more peace, more joy, more freedom, and more understanding of your God-given purpose. Let's enter the Hope Zone. Hi, and welcome in to today's edition of the Hope Zone. You've entered the Hope Zone with me, Brenda Caldwell, aka Dr. B. And today's episode 55 starts my new official segment that I'm going to be doing on a regular basis, and that is on forgiveness. I am a forgiveness expert. I've been in this area of forgiveness for many, many years, specializing in forgiveness in my therapy practice. And you know, I've written the book Surgery for the Soul. I've taught on forgiveness. I've conducted the Surgery for the Soul experience in many, many places over the past nearly 20 years. And so I am just grateful to God. I must say, I'm grateful to God to just been able to come alongside so many people in my counseling practice I've been doing for a number of years. And I've just been able to just help people get to the place that they truly can forgive, and forgive from a pure place, forgive from a really authentic place. And I recognize that, you know, it is not an easy task, because so many of us have not been taught properly. We just haven't been truly taught about forgiveness. So I am going to do an ongoing series once a month, if you will, some topic around forgiveness, every 4 or 5 weeks. Not a long topic, but just long enough to speak life to you as my one. I do this episode, I do this whole podcast for the one and for the one. So shout out to God, my heavenly sponsor. And so again, today we are going to talk about this angle. What's really behind the message, I can forgive, but I can't forget. I can forgive, but I can't forget. Have you ever said that? Well, I can forgive, but I can't forget. I'm not going to forget. I can't forget. You know, I can forgive. I forgive anybody, but I'm not going to forget. I can't forget. Well, let's talk about the breakdown of that. Because we're going to talk about two types of forgivenesses. There are two primary types of forgiveness, forgivenesses, if you will, if that is such a word that I'm going to break down. But to talk about this message, I can forgive, but I can't forget. What's really behind that is, I don't want to forgive you. I want to remember what you did. I'm not ready to truly forgive you from my heart. I want to be able to remind you of it. So I am not going to truly forgive and release and pardon you and make peace with it. No, I'm just going to give the lip service forgiveness. So when we're talking about I can forgive, but I can't forget, that's another way of saying I don't want to forgive you from my heart. I'm not going to forgive you from my heart. I want to remember what you did. I'm not going to let go. I don't want to let go. My emotions won't allow me to let go of what you really did. I want to be able to remember, because I want to be able to have a guard up with you. I want to be able to have something over you. All of that's wrong. It's wrong thinking. In all honesty, it is not healthy thinking. It is wrong thinking. And so we want to eradicate that today and plant the seed in you. Matthew 15:13 says, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. He says, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. That's good news today. Every plant. So if you have that mindset, that means that somebody planted that in you. Something planted that in you, whether it was deep resentment, deep fear, things that you heard, how you have heard other people talk about, I can forgive, but I can't forget. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget what somebody else ever did to me. I'm not going to forget that. Of course, we don't forget those offenses. Of course, we have what's called memory recall. We can recall what has happened to us. But when we are in that state of saying, I can forgive, I can't, but I can't forget, it's a heart matter. It's an issue of the heart. And so let's talk about the two types of ways to, or the two types of forgiveness, sis, if you will, the two types of forgiveness postures, I could say. That's a good two type of forgiveness postures are this. Number one is we have what's called lip service forgiveness. Lip service. Well, now what is lip service? Lip service means saying that we forgive someone with our mouth, but still harboring unforgiveness in the heart, which is why people will say, I can forgive, but I can't forget because of what I just said. The heart wants to hold on to the offense so that in some way it gives you some perceived sense of power over that person, control over that person. But the person that you're hurting, you already know. It's you. And so it's important to understand that forgiveness, yes, it is a mandate, it is a gift. It is something that God placed here. It's non-negotiable as far as God is concerned. It's not, well, I can, well, I'll forgive them if they do, if they apologize, if they ask for forgiveness, if they admit that they did wrong. That's not it. Now, let me share the second type of forgiveness posture. The second type of forgiveness posture that is really, really, really powerful and important to know and understand is that it's called unconditional forgiveness. It's called when you have unconditional forgiveness, it means you have the mindset of being able to forgive someone as an act of love through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when you have it's really agape forgiveness, when you have the mature mindset of being able to forgive someone based on an act of love through the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's an unconditional forgiveness. It's true mature forgiveness, which simply means you know in your feelings, you know in your flesh, you know in your emotions, you don't have the capability because we as humans are very selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed. We are very, again, outside of the Holy Spirit in our carnal nature. We're not forgiving people. We don't have the heart of God. We don't have the right mindset or the right spirit. And so it makes it difficult to extend mercy and grace to others when we have that kind of mindset. And so when you are operating from the posture of true unconditional forgiveness, you're saying that person doesn't have to say, I'm sorry. That person doesn't have to ask you for forgiveness. That person doesn't have to try to make it right. That person doesn't even have to change. They don't even have to admit to anything because your forgiveness is an act of love. It's based on an unconditional act of love through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's only through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's really called love-based forgiveness. So you have lip-based forgiveness, saying that you forgive somebody with your mouth, but you still harbor that unforgiveness in your heart, which says, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Or you have the love-based forgiveness, which is unconditional forgiveness based on an act of love through the power of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, you're saying, Holy Spirit, I can't do it, but I humble myself. I know that I have sinned. I have fallen short. I have hurt people. I have wronged somebody. And I just need to humble myself to extend this mercy. I'm telling you, when you get to that point, you will strip the enemy of any power over you to steal your peace, your joy, your health, your relationships, your finances, your hope, your future, your favor that God wants to give you. It's amazing. And so you just have to make up your mind that you are not going to allow the enemy to deceive you and beguile you into thinking that it's just literally okay to continue with the fake forgiveness. Mm-mm. You don't want to be saying, I can forgive, but I can't forget. That's not God. It's immature. How does God get any glory out of that? Do we care that God gets glory out of our life? And so that's very, very, very important. Three things that you have to die to in order to release this, I can forgive, but I can't forget mindset. Number one is dying to the need to be a victim. That's important. Dying to that need to be a victim. You know, a victim is somebody that rehearses their story over and over and over and over and over. And they just have this posture of being defeated. They have this posture of almost like this, woe is me. And there are times when we are victims. We are victims. You know, if you were raped, that's being a victim. If you were molested, you were being a victim. If you, someone, you know, wounded you, betrayed you, have done something evil towards you, cruel towards you, then you were a victim. But to stay in that victim posture or mentality is not what Jesus Christ died for us to do. Because he says, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, thanks be to God, no matter what the situation, I'm going to triumph. And then he says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who always gives us the victory. So God's always waiting to turn our mess into a message and our trial into a triumphant testimony. But he can't do it if we are stuck in the pain, stuck in the anger, stuck in the hate, stuck in the unforgiveness. There is no glory that God can get out of your life. And so dying to this need to be a victim. Victims continue to rehearse their story. But those who are victorious decide that they're going to reverse their story. It's one thing to tell your story because it's a testimony and God's going to get glory at the end. It's another thing to keep talking about what has happened to you. And then that's just it. You just talk about what's happening. There's nothing that you did to get better. There's no healing that has occurred. You're just going around rehearsing. And so you want to die to that need to rehearse if you're going to truly be able to forgive with the right heart posture. The second V is you want to die to the need to be validated. Validated. Validated means I need for them to admit and that what they did to me was wrong. I need for them to, you know, come clean. I need for them to give a public apology. I need for them to go back and correct what they said about me. I need for them to somehow, some way, you know, let it be known and agree with me that what they did to me was, you know, was wrong. That and tell other people that they did. I need to hear that. I need to hear them say, I'm sorry. I need my feelings to be validated. That will only keep you frustrated and keep you in pain and keep you as a victim and keep you in a state of hurt. No, take your power back. You can take your power back by dying to the need. Paul said we must die daily. He says, for me to live, Philippians 1:21 says, for me to live is Christ and for me to die is gain. So if we're going to really live happy, live with joy, live with peace, live with contentment, live with hope, live with a testimony, we've got to die. So what's behind it? What's behind this? I can forgive, but I can't forget this desire to be validated. No. You know who knows? God knows. God saw. God witnessed. And the things that happened to you that shouldn't have happened, they wounded God like they wounded you. It was not his will. Trust me. Trust me. It was not the Father's will for you to suffer any kind of abuse or wounding or hurt or pain at the hands of anyone or at the mouth of anyone doing something to you. No, you didn't deserve it. No. But God says, if you will trust him with your life, because he has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and to give you hope and a future. God has plans to take your tragic story and turn it into a triumphant victory. But he can't do it. He cannot do it if you're trying to get running around, trying to get validated and trying to get people to see what they did to you. No, that's not it. When you die to that need to even be validated in any way, that's when peace will come in. That's when you'll be able to forgive with the right heart posture. You'll be able to give lip-based forgiveness and not lip. You'll be able to forgive love-based forgiveness and not lip-based forgiveness. That's it. Love-based forgiveness. You'll be able to offer love-based forgiveness, that unconditional forgiveness based on an act of love. The third V, final V today, is dying to the need to be vindicated. Dying to that need to be vindicated. You know, vindicated. I need my name to be cleared. Vindicated. Dying to the need to have somebody that something that you have no control over, dying to the need for them to make it right. No, they're going to make it right. They're going to give me back. I'm going to get vindication. I'm going to get back. I'm going to get my justice. They're just not going to do this to me and get away with it. When you can die to that, you'll live with the magnanimous heart. The magnanimous heart is the heart that's willing to forgive anyone for anything, no matter what. A heart that's freed from pettiness. The magnanimous heart. You can ask God to help you develop the magnanimous heart. You can let God know that you no longer want to give lip-based forgiveness and that you realize that saying I can forgive, but I can't forget, it's just lip-based. Your heart hasn't changed. Ask God to reveal your heart like David did. He said, Lord, show me my heart. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me the right spirit. God, expose my heart, reveal my heart. The Bible says the heart is wicked and deceitful. No man knows it. So I'm telling you that God wants you to be able to learn more and more about forgiveness. Continue to tune in. I'll do more of these segments about forgiveness and at different angles. But you have the power to choose. Choose to forgive. Choose to pardon. Choose to free. Choose to release. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what the offense. Vengeance is God. God can handle. God can turn around. God can deal with your situation 1,000 times better than you, and you can reflect him in the process instead of blowing your witness trying to get back at somebody. Well, that's today's word about the power of forgiveness. And I receive that it is important for me to continue teaching on forgiveness because so many people do not understand this powerful mandate. It's a non-negotiable mandate that God himself put into earth, and it's attached to so many areas of your life. Make a decision that you're going to be a forgiver, a quick forgiver. Psalm 86:5 says, this is what the Lord says in Psalm 86:5. It says, for Lord, you are good. David said, for Lord, you are good. You are ready to forgive and you are quick. He says, you are ready to forgive and you are generous, generous to forgive anyone who asks you. Wow. He's generous to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy to all who call upon his name. Can we be quick to forgive, generous to forgive? Can we do that? We can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. The help of the Holy Spirit is here to help you if you have any situation in your life where you're needing to extend the mercy of forgiveness. And if you need to learn a lot more about forgiveness, go back on my podcast, go to the Hope Zone, do a search on it. I have several topics around forgiveness. I have a three-part series. I have other topics about forgiveness. You can do a search, and I promise you, you will see several messages around forgiveness. And today is the first official, you know, monthly or so segment. Okay. And so I am so thankful that you tune in today to episode 55 here in the Hope Zone. Continue to listen to the Hope Zone, share it, make a positive comment, subscribe to the podcast so you can get your dose of hope every single Monday. We upload every single Monday, wherever you're listening to your Hope Zone at, or wherever you listen to podcasts, you can continue to listen to the Hope Zone. Well, I want you to be encouraged, and you can go to my website at drbempowers.com for more information on the works of Dr. B. Of course, I have the campaign going on called Suicide is Not an Option. I've been going around the country this year, speaking out on suicide, bringing hope, bringing encouragement, helping people know that their lives matter, their lives have worth, and just snatching people out of the clutches of suicide. If you'd like to sow into that, I would be most grateful. Genuinely and sincerely, I will. Well, until next time, I want to tell you this. In a world that's full of darkness, it's still a reason to have hope. So you know what I want you to do? Hold on to hope like it's a piece of rope. Until next time. I'm so glad you made it to the end of the podcast. If the Hope Zone is making a positive difference in your life, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next episode. Leave a review, and most of all, share it with your friends. And remember, from your worst day to your best day, there's hope in every situation.